Proclamation number 5695 of 11th of June, 1953. Direct your senses spiritually. Direct your senses spiritually. Everything that belongs to Earth, that keeps you bound to Earth, is worthless for eternity, but what you strive for spiritually remains with you and develops you upwards. Direct all your thoughts upwards towards God and only pay attention to earthly things to such an extent that you fulfill your duties, which will be all the less the more you try to win God and His kingdom. Learn to regard everything worldly as Satan's work of deception, as it keeps you from striving upwards. You can certainly meet the demands earthly life places on you, for you will be granted assistance from the spiritual kingdom if you desire it first. Then earthly life will also fulfill itself. Then everything will be managed in such a way that it will benefit your ascent development, for as soon as you only direct your senses spiritually, you will also be granted support from the spiritual side. And in the last days before the end, you humans should concern yourselves more than ever with thoughts of the other world, of the world you will enter after the death of your body, in which you will prepare for yourselves through your will, through your life on this earth. For the end is near, and not all people can expect a normal duration of their life. Not all will experience or survive the end. Many people will already be called away prematurely and be little prepared for the spiritual kingdom. And that is because they only live a purely worldly life, because they have no connection with the kingdom which lasts forever, where actual life only begins, but where death can also await the soul which did not strive for life on earth. And the admonition is addressed to these people: remember your soul, for the body does not remain, but the soul cannot die, it remains and yet can be dead in spirit. Direct your senses spiritually, don't attach too much value to earthly life. Recognize what you are when you have to leave all earthly things behind, and make sure that your soul will then shine in spiritual wealth, that it has acquired a life of strength and light, a life which lasts forever and is bliss. Amen.